All right, let's move on to high school. I was excited about going to high school because they had a football team. And see, all the years I played Pop Warner football, and that was age 7 to 14, the football team was separate from the school I was going to. So I couldn't show off in front of the girls or get any cred from the boys. The East Valley Trojans or the Sun Valley Falcons, the teams I played for, weren't present on the campus of Walter Reed Junior High. But now I was going to go to North Hollywood High, and they had themselves a football team. The problem for me is puberty was supposed to be kicking in about this time, but I didn't have good genes. My dad's probably about 5'9½" if you could straighten him out, and he goes about 145 pounds, and he's one of the weakest guys I've ever met in my life. And puberty is essentially a performance-enhancing drug. It's testosterone. I mean, think about it. You go from all smooth and wavy and girl-like to veins and muscles and hair. It's essentially like juicing. Except for while all my friends were getting the high-grade bull testicle stuff from Tijuana, I was basically getting tap water. So by the time I got to high school, and by the way, back then high school was 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. Could I digress one more time, please? Now it's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th? Really? You want to toss the 14-year-old chicks that are just springing boobies in with the 19-year-old dudes who were held back a grade, have bad mustaches, and drive El Caminos? You don't think that's a recipe for disaster? Once you're in high school, you're in high school. Everyone in high school is fair f***ing game. I mean, if you go to high school and you're a 19-year-old dude and you go to high school and you're a 14-year-old chick, you're just people who go to the same high school. It's open f***ing season. Someone should have thought of this. Maybe let the dudes go ahead to high school in the ninth grade, but not the chicks. Or keep them in their own pen or something.